Hey guys, welcome back to Tribe of Unicorns. I'm your host, Kendra Beavis, and today I am talking with Molly Ho. She is a digital marketer and has been selling digital products for quite some time. If you are interested in finding out more about how to show up online, how to live life on your terms, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of being a digital nomad and reevaluating what life and your career can look like. So grab a cup of coffee. Here we go. Hey guys, welcome back to Tribe of Unicorns. I am here with Molly Ho. How are you?
Hi, Kendra. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. You were actually our first episode of our third season. So I'm super psyched to get started with your story and tell everybody. I've been in your universe a little bit for a couple of years now. And I always think it's funny when people connect in the digital universe and then make that connection in real life. I've watched your journey a little bit and I'd love for you to talk about where you started, but I'm super interested in to get into where you are today. How did this all start?
Yeah, so I guess I quit my last job back in 2016 or 2015. And I kind of struggled my way through the online business world the first 2 years. And then I stumbled upon the idea of selling digital products online, and I got started with Creative Market. And so that's when I first started selling digital products. After I tried selling services for a while, but that wasn't working out. So then I was like, what if I sold products instead? And then that actually worked out really well for me, which I feel like it's the opposite way of what people normally do. They sell like one-on-one services first and then they go into products. But I kind of did things the opposite way because then I sold like courses and then had like a membership. I taught people how to do marketing and all of that stuff. So I've done Instagram marketing, Pinterest marketing. There was Clubhouse for a while.
Yeah.
And yeah. and then I think last year around August or September, I actually ended up doing done for you marketing for people for a few months, maybe like 5 or 6 months. And then I realized that it wasn't exactly for me. So I ended up selling one-on-one services or helping people with their businesses one-on-one in that way in the end. But then I realized, oh, actually, while I really like helping people, I realized it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Like not always in that capacity.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really, it's so admirable to see people kind of figuring it out as they go along, because you're right, like you can use your capabilities and your expertise in so many different ways. So to give yourself the permission to kind of like realize that, oh, this isn't exactly the way I want to put this service out there or work with people, and then, you know, course correct is really cool. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today, because you've even taken it a step further now.
Yeah. So currently I'm actually on a sabbatical to give myself time to figure out what I want to do next without the pressure of feeling like I need to have something figured out today, because I feel like a lot of the times we feel like we have to know what we're doing right now in this moment. And there's a lot of things I could do, but I want to do something that I want to do and not just feel like, oh, I have to be making money, you know?
Right. So where are you?
I'm currently in Malaysia right now.
And what has guided you to at this point? Because I know there's a book in the works. Is that, how did you come to that?
Yeah. So I started solo traveling back in 2019 because I found out that like digital nomads were a thing. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. I want to be location independent and travel the world and all of that. And
so you
I ended
that
up going back.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah. Well, yes, I did. Okay. And then I was actually going to go on my second trip because I was just going to go home for a few months and then leave again. And then everything shut down. So in 2022, I think I ended up going to Mexico for 4 months. And then I ended up back home again. And then last year, I ended up going to Taiwan for my grandma's birthday. And I was like, oh, I'm going all the way across the world. So I feel like I kind of want to stay here for a while in Asia. And so I ended up staying in Taiwan for 3 months. And then I ended up staying in, well, I'm still in Malaysia. So I think this is my fourth month now, third or fourth month.
So when did you write the book?
I'm currently writing it. So
Oh, okay.
actually, I finished the first draft of it, but it's still in the works of being published. So it's called How to Plan Your Digital Nomad Adventure. And it's kind of like a how-to guide, but it's also encouraging people to create their own adventure. Because I feel like when people think about traveling or being a digital nomad, they think that they have to travel to as many countries as possible or go to all of these locations. But I want to encourage people to do whatever it is that they want to do. If they only want to go to a few places or, go to certain spots, they don't have to do what everyone is doing just because it's trendy or popular.
Yeah, because I think especially now it's probably more trendy and popular than ever to do this sort of travel. But I with the genesis of what the internet's allowed us to do, where do people, what do you recommend somebody, where do they start? Are there visa issues or like, because I know my husband and I, we kind of got the travel bug a couple of years ago. I've always pictured living life all over and not really having to be kind of chained down to one location. But what are the legalities of or places that are more welcoming to this sort of nomad lifestyle?
So every country is different. So you do have to look at every country and what their requirements are. So I know that some countries they only let you in for 30 days, and then other countries still let you in for a longer period of time. So Malaysia lets me in 90 days on arrival, which means that you don't really have to apply for a visa. I guess they give you one on arrival. Same with Taiwan. So I know that some digital nomads, they travel a lot. So they hop from like place to place. And then other digital nomads I've met kind of settled down into a home base somewhere. So when I was in Mexico, a lot of people ended up just staying in Mexico. And so they ended up applying for temporary residence or something like that. So if you want to stay somewhere longer, then you can look into that. And then for popular destinations, there's normally someone that could help you fill out the paperwork or guide you through that process. And then if you ask around in the community, normally someone knows someone within the community that they could help you connect with. And then there's also a lot of countries now that offer digital nomad visas. Like I think Portugal offers one. Malaysia also recently launched one. I can't remember who else, but I know that more and more countries are starting to have that option.
I love it. That's so cool. So what made you think that you wanted to help people kind of follow along and live this lifestyle as well?
It was when someone asked me like how I did it, and they were wondering to themselves if they could do it too. And that wasn't the first time that someone has had that conversation with me. So I thought, okay, what if I just like write something where it has everything? And then for the people that really do want to do it, it's all there, because I feel like also, a lot of people will say that they wanted to do something, but then not end up doing it. So I've always wanted to help people with this, but then I also didn't want to like commit 1 or 2 hours of like coffee to explain it all to them, only to like find out that they weren't going to go through with it.
Right. I love the idea of kind of letting go and living life outside the box and not really playing by society's rules. And I've seen you kind of do that in the genesis of your career. Where did you originally start? What was your background in?
So I guess I've always kind of gone outside of the box. Actually, when I was in middle school, I thought I wanted to go the traditional route of going to college, getting a really good degree, getting a really good job, I guess buying a house, all of that stuff. And
Right.
then in high school, I realized that I didn't really want to do any of those things. I wanted to take all the art classes. I thought about starting my own business or having a personal brand before I even knew what a personal brand was. But then I was like, how am I going to start a business? I don't know anything about business. So my plan originally was to save up money so that I could one day just like try starting my own business without worrying about I guess the money part. But after my last job, it ended up being a really toxic environment. And I was like, I have to leave. And because I went to community college, but I didn't go to like a 4-year university and get a bachelor's. And at the time I saw like job listing after job listing saying that you needed a college degree plus like X amount of years of experience. But then I was like, okay, how does one get experience if no one hire you for experience? So then I thought to myself, if I spend the next 5 years doing something, I think I'll figure something out. And even if I don't, then I'll have learned something. So I kind of took that chance.
Yeah, I mean, that's so brave.
Yes. And also I feel like at that time, it actually felt like the safer option.
Oh, really? Why?
I always felt like with a job, people could lay you off at any time. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think about it in terms of like you build your own skills so that people end up needing you or wanting you. Yeah. But at that time I was like, oh, you know, you could work at a job for X amount of years and then they could, when they decide that they don't need you.
That's true.
And then you'd have to go look for another job.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Which is not the end of the world, but I think that when I was younger, I hated the idea of interviews. So then the idea of like a job ending and then me having the interview again sound like the worst idea ever. So somehow in my mind I was like, oh yeah, starting a business sounds way easier. I don't think it was, but yeah.
I mean it's just so amazing though, when, because typically like I am older than you, and that was the route. You went to college, and if you didn't, you know, the society's view on that was not as favorable as it is today. I feel like now there's so many more routes, right? We have so many different paths that we can go on. And I think a lot of the thing that stops people is they don't have that like path to follow that somebody else has already walked for them. So that's why I think you writing this book is so important, because people do want to do these types of things and live this kind of life. And to have all of these examples of different directions that we can take and look, I'm happy, I'm successful, I'm living life. And I think, you know, that especially I have 2 young children, to be able to show them different options and not just like that their theories show people that are actually living lives that they can relate to and would fit their personality type and want to follow is so important. One of the things I wanted to touch on is like all of this experience that you've generated, how are you taking that into this next step of your life with your next venture?
Yeah. That's a great question. So I feel like with my previous business model, it did work really well, but at the same time, I felt like I was burning out a lot. Yeah. And I saw it also with a lot of my friends and my business colleagues, and I actually have a few friends that ended up getting a job and they're much happier now. They feel like their quality of life has gone up. Mm-hmm. And there was a point last year where I also thought about getting a job. I was like, I have all these skills now, and somehow like the idea of a job seemed more secure than having it my own business. But then I think this year I thought about some more. I still like having my own business. I still like having that freedom. I feel like I'm very used to that freedom now. And so for my next venture, I definitely want to build something that's more sustainable, that feels like something that I want to do, which is why I'm taking this time to figure out what that is without adding the pressure onto myself. Because I feel like when I first started, there was a lot of pressure all the time, every day. And I just think that if I had truly given myself the 3 years that I said, so when I first started my business, I said that I would give myself 3 years, because that's normally when like businesses
make
a profit. And so this time around, I'm like, okay, it won't take me as long, but if I say I'm going to give myself this amount of time, then I'm going to give myself this amount of time without beating myself up because it hasn't worked out yet.
Right. You know? I mean, yeah. Looking at the amount of content that you used to put out there, I can't imagine what your schedule must have been like, because it was incredible to just see like this constant churning out of content. It was amazing.
I think younger, so I'm turning 30 soon, but I think that like me in my mid 20s or early 20s had way more energy than I do it right now. for sure.
I've noticed that myself. And it's so funny because I will work on things that I've worked on in the past. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to be so much faster at this too.
Mm-hmm.
Like not even just the energy levels going down. I don't want to say that like, as you get older, you just inherently get less energy, but it just, something is different. And I think also the time that I want to spend on certain things changes as well. Like my priorities have shifted, but it does surprise me that I'm like, oh, this used to take me like 20 minutes. Now I'm like, ooh, okay. Not 20 minutes.
Yeah, I do feel like our values and priorities change over time. And then we end up like adjusting and adapting to the new ones.
Yeah. I also think a lot of people after COVID have kind of reevaluated their lives and how they want to spend their time. And I think it also gave permission to people who had this mindset of like, I can't stop and I have to do this in this certain way and I have to be in this box. And then kind of having all of that tossed out made us realize, or certainly me, that actually I can do this any way I want. And the focus on the way I want to live and the way I want to feel became much more heightened than it had ever become before. And the possibility of actually being able to do things in a different way also became very real.
I love how a lot of people did a lot of reflection on the life they were living and then the life that they want to live. And I think that's maybe what happened to me as well without me like realizing it until much later, because I found that a lot was happening internally and it definitely didn't feel fun in the moment. But right. Looking back now, I'm like, okay, I can see why everything happened the way it did.
It's funny, right? Yeah. I love that, because I had given myself for years just this storyline of this is the way I need to do things. And I was so afraid to push back against what I was supposed to be doing versus the way I mm-hmm. wanted to do it and the way I knew I could do it. And that's what I've found a lot of conversations that I've been having over the last year and a half are, you know, people had the same mindset and then to be shocked and realize that like, oh, I can make the rules. And like, we've always had that. We just never really grasped it or took the reins and actually used it. And I think society's changed a lot over. I mean, I know specifically in my business, it was always expected these in-person meetings. And now with the more universal acceptance of virtual meetings, it's been so cool because I can be working with anybody, talking with you in Malaysia right now, and not confined to, you know, can we get there by train or can we meet up for coffee? We have like these digital platforms to do that. I think it just expanded communication. It expanded business opportunities, life in general. It's really interesting because mm-hmm. this digital nomad life wouldn't have existed if it weren't more accepted, right?
Yeah, I feel like people have kind of, maybe not digitally, I feel like there have probably been people in the past who traveled. Like my dad, for example, I guess he was like a traveler before he settled down, where he just traveled to like different countries and then just found jobs wherever. Because that's what some digital nomads do. They don't work like online. They just find work wherever they are.
Right. Yeah. No.
But the online world definitely makes it a lot easier for sure.
Can you give us some of the points that the book is going to share?
So my book will cover how to get started with planning your trip. So it's going to cover like how to decide where to go first, how long should you stay, where do you do your travel research, so how do you look up like your flight information, your accommodations, how much to actually bring with you. It also goes over the money portion, because I know that's a big one for many people, like how much does it cost to be a digital nomad? How do you actually make money while traveling? Right. And then I have a chapter called On the Road. So it goes over challenges that people might occur, like, or challenges that you might encounter, how to make friends while you're traveling, and then how to make sure that your travel is actually sustainable so you don't burn out and have travel fatigue, which is pretty common, and then safety.
Right. Oh yeah. I'm sure that's a big chapter. But one of the things we were questioning was like our health insurance and healthcare while abroad. What have you found when it comes to that?
So there's three main ones now. There's World Nomads and then Safety Wing. Because I'm in Asia, I actually just pay out of pocket whenever I need to go see the doctor, or I'm seeing like the dermatologist right now. So I think like a visit costs me about $70 to $80 USD, and that covers like the appointment, all the medication and stuff like that. And then yeah, when I was in Taiwan, I just also paid out of pocket as well. But yeah, those two, the ones I mentioned, World Nomads and Safety Wings, are the most common among digital nomads.
Okay, interesting. So many people get stuck in, I built this thing and I've spent so much time doing it and it's not serving me anymore. Whether it's successful or not, it really isn't even the issue. It's just I'm not happy. What is your advice for somebody in that position?
I actually struggled with this for the longest time, and it wasn't until I got to Malaysia when I feel like I finally let go of the idea of trying to make my old thing work, because I can definitely relate to that. I feel like for the past year or so, I was trying to make my old business work again, because like, it's what I've known for the past however many years. And what's worked for me was asking myself if I really wanted to spend the next like 3 or 5 years trying to go down that old path. I already knew what it was like. I've gone down it. And also, I reminded myself that I pivoted a lot in my life before, and some worked, some didn't. And the only way that you really know if something's going to work is if you actually go through it, right? So also, when I came to Malaysia, I found this studio that did like breath work and healing circles and yoga. So I really dove into that. I bought a 1 month unlimited pass, and I basically went to like all the classes available. I went to breath work 1 to 2 times a week. It actually really helps. I don't know if you've ever done breath work, but it is amazing.
I haven't done it consistently, but it's fascinating. I would love to.
Like when you, for the one that I did, they have you also scream, and you just like, I just felt like everything
Could use a good
released, or I
scream.
was able to like release a lot.
That's amazing. Oh, I have to find a class here.
Yeah, I feel like there definitely should be some in New York.
Yeah.
I also did like heal.
It doesn't Kundalini yoga also incorporate a lot of breath work? Are you familiar with that?
Maybe, I think so. Yeah, you can also find breath work exercises online as well on YouTube, but I find if you can go to a class, there's just something about that collective energy as well
Right.
that really brings it together.
Yeah.
And then the healing circles that I went to were really helpful as well, because I feel like that's when I really felt comfortable using my voice again. And once I felt comfortable using my voice again, I also just felt more confident in general to go down a different path and to try something new.
Right.
And I feel like everything combined together just gave me the confidence and like the permission to give myself time and space to explore something else.
Well, that's great advice. Well, I really appreciate your time today and coming on from across the world and sharing your story. So I encourage all of you to click the link in the description.
People can find me at mollyhillstudio.com, and then if you just type in Molly Hill Studio, I think all of my links will show up.
Thank you again. I am so excited to have you on, and I can't wait to watch your journey and see this book come out and be your big cheerleader from the sidelines.
Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. It was really fun, and I really appreciate you.
If you want to connect with Molly, please go to mollyhostudio.com. We have all of her links in the show notes as well. She is such a genius when it comes to marketing. She's got some really great Canva templates as well, and a whole section for photographers. So go check her out. I absolutely love having these conversations, and I have to thank all of you for listening because without your listener ears, I would not be able to continue doing this. It is such an absolute bright spot in my life, and I've been able to have these incredible creative conversations for going on 3 years now. So I really appreciate everyone's support, and if you happen to be listening to this on your favorite streaming platform, would you please consider going over and giving us a rating, following us, doing all the analytical things that help this show grow and reach more ears? Thank you guys. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you with another episode soon.